听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi friends, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Thanks for joining us today and studying English with us. This month's profile feature highlights the life of adventurer Mike Horn. Mike is a man who loves to live life to the fullest. He loves adventure, but there's more to him than that, because as the title says, Mike Horn is a man with a cause. That means there is a principle or goal that Mike Horn believes in, and he's willing to spend his time and energy, indeed his very life, until that goal is met. Now, before we meet Mike Horn, let's glance at one new key word, as in the word excel. My mother is very talented and excels at singing and playing the piano. Okay, now it's time to get our magazines open to page 22. Please join us as we begin reading on line one.
Mike Horn, adventurer with a cause. Meet the man who's living life to the fullest and sharing his experiences. Professional adventurer Mike Horn never met a challenge he didn't welcome. In fact, according to Horn, the impossible exists only until we find a way to make it possible. As a child in Johannesburg, South Africa, Horn excelled at sports and loved adventure. But it wasn't until he moved to Switzerland in 1990 that his life of adventure really began. Horn's expeditions. Horn had always loved sports and taking risks. And he was known for his crazy sports feats. He traveled in the South American Andes Mountains in the early 90s, and then, in 1997, crossed the entire continent on foot.
Hello and welcome, friends. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Chip. And today, we're looking at a very interesting person for our profile article. We're looking at Mike Horn. Our article title says he's an adventurer with a cause. That means he's a man who lives adventure for, he makes a living out of adventure, and he does it for a cause or for a purpose. We're meeting the man who's living life to the fullest. And not only enjoying it himself, but he's also sharing his experiences.
Well, I, for one, am excited about learning about his experiences today. So let's take a look at our very first sentence. It says, professional adventurer Mike Horn never met a challenge he didn't welcome. Before we look at that any more closely, let's go to Liz on Grammar in the Go and learn a little bit more about this sentence structure.
Hi friends, how are you doing? My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about Mike Horn, an adventurer from South Africa, which is why I'm standing here in South Africa. Well, let's take a look at today's grammar tip sentence. Professional adventurer Mike Horn never met a challenge he didn't welcome. Another way to say this would be, professional adventurer Mike Horn always welcomed every challenge he met. Both sentences are fine grammatically, and they mean the same thing. However, the pattern in the original sentence consists of two negatives, never and didn't. With these two negative words, the structure of the original sentence gives a stronger impression of who Mike Horn is than the second sentence structure. So, consider this sentence pattern using never and didn't when you're describing people. For example, Instead of saying, Joe only reads books that appear on the bestseller list, you can say, Joe never reads a book that doesn't appear on the bestseller list. Or, instead of saying, Tina loved hats when she was younger and liked every hat she bought, we could say, Tina loved hats when she was younger and never bought one she didn't like. Want more examples? You'll find them in today's grammar tip in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's it for now. I'm off to explore South Africa, beginning with Cape Town. This is Liz signing off with Grammar on the Go. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So Mike Horn is a man who has never met a challenge he didn't welcome. That must mean that he's a very positive or courageous person. And in fact, according to Horn, he says, the impossible exists only until we find a way to make it possible. Now, that's a pretty interesting quote there. He's using the word impossible as a noun. Impossible is usually an adjective. There, it's used as a noun. So he's saying impossible things exist only for a short time.
Yes, anything is possible if you work hard enough to make it possible. I am excited to learn more about this Mike Horn, so let's dive into the text a little bit further. It tells us, as a child in Johannesburg, South Africa, Horn excelled at sports and loved adventure. Now, excelled is our first word bank word, and that's a verb. And if you excel at something, Chip, what does that mean?
Well, it usually means that you do that thing better than other people. You excel at sports. That means he played sports better than maybe his classmates. But it wasn't until he moved to Switzerland in 1990 that his life of adventure really began.
We're going to learn about some of those adventures in the next section, and it's titled Horn's Expedition. Expedition is a more information word, and when we talk about expeditions, we're talking about journeys that involve exploring and journeys that are planned out and have a purpose or a goal attached to them. So Horn took many expeditions. Well, Chip, could you tell us a little bit about some of these expeditions that Mike Horn went on?
Well, we're going to look at three of his expeditions today. One to South America, another one to the North Pole, and then another expedition all the way around the world. This first one is in South America, and our paragraph or our article says that Horn had always loved sports and taking risks, and he was known for his crazy sports feats. Now, we're not talking about the feet that you walk on there. This word is spelled differently, and of course, it's a different meaning. A feat is a very impressive act or something that he did that impressed people. It made people say, wow, this guy is good at sports.
And since Mike Horn loved taking risks and he loved these sports feats, it kind of gives him the personality that would be needed in order to go out and take some of these expeditions or these adventures. It says he traveled in the South American Andes Mountains in the early 90s, and then in 1997 crossed the entire continent on foot. Now that is amazing, Chip.
That is absolutely amazing. By him crossing the South American continent on foot, that means that he didn't use any vehicles. So no cars, no boats, not even a bicycle. It was all completely on foot.
So Mike Horn literally walked across an entire continent. That would take a lot of patience and strength and training. I admire him very much for persevering and for sticking to it.
Man, now I have never met Mike Horn, but this guy sounds like somebody that I would like to meet. I like this guy already. We're going to take a look at a skit now, and we'll be right back.
Hey, Mike. I haven't seen you around lately.
Yeah, I've been busy.
Busy doing what?
Well, first, I traveled in the Andes Mountains in South America.
Wow, you always welcome a challenge.
Oh, yes, I do. Later, I crossed the entire continent on foot.
That's impossible.
Nothing's impossible. I found a way.
You always love adventure.
Yes. Then I floated 7,000 miles down the Amazon River.
That's quite an expedition.
Hey, and that's not all. Next, I followed the equator on a solo trip around the world.
By plane, train, or ship?
Come on. I didn't use powered transportation. That would be too easy.
Wow.
Oh, but my biggest challenge was walking to the North Pole in winter.
But winter is cold and dark, Mike.
Oh, but a lot of fun. We encountered many dangers and polar bears, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
You have been busy.
That's right. So, what about you? Tell me about your adventures.
Well, let's see, Mike. Oh, I took my family to the park one time. Welcome back, everybody. Now, before the break, we began to read about Mike Horn's expeditions. People, this man has no fear. He takes on impossible challenges, and he's so full of energy. Let's find out what other crazy things this man has done after we preview some key words. The first word is solo, as in the book tells the story of a woman's solo journey around the world. Next is the noun transportation. You won't have any problem with transportation in the city because buses and taxis are cheap. Finally, the verb encounter, as in we encountered some bad weather and had to turn around and go back home. Okay, let's get ready to encounter some more Mike Horn adventures. We're still on page 22, but now we're on line 13.
Mike Horn, adventurer with a cause. He finished by floating 7,000 kilometers down the Amazon River. In 1999, Horn began a solo trip around the world following the equator, without the use of any motor-powered transportation. When he finished successfully 17 months later, he became the first person to accomplish the feat. Horn's biggest challenge to date came in 2006. He and a fellow adventurer walked from Russia to the North Pole in the sunless winter. Traveling through the winter darkness, he encountered polar bears and many other dangers.
As if walking across an entire continent on foot isn't impressive enough, Mike Horn followed that up by floating 7,000 kilometers down the Amazon River, which is literally, I think, the longest river in the world, and it's got lots of alligators and snakes, and he floated down the whole river to finish this expedition. Pretty amazing.
Right, the Amazon is the largest river in the world. Very, very dangerous, and that was part of his crossing the entire continent. That's the first expedition we're going to look at today. The second, Horn's second expedition that we're going to look at is he, in 1999, began a solo trip around the world. Now that word solo is one of our word bank words. What does that word solo mean, Chelsea?
Well, a solo trip indicates that it's a trip done by yourself. Solo means on your own or as an individual. So he took the trip all by himself around the world for the second special expedition.
Right, and he took this trip around the world following the equator. Now, if you know what the equator is, that's the imaginary line around the middle of the Earth, separating the north half of the Earth from the southern half of the Earth, and it generally is the warmest all year round.
And Mike Horn did all of this without the use of any motor-powered transportation. This is absolutely amazing. Transportation. Now, when we talk about the verb transport, we're talking about carrying something from one place to another. So transportation is a noun, and it refers to the ways that we carry ourselves from that one point to another. Common forms of transportation are cars and trains and buses and airplanes. But to go around the world, Mike Horn used none of these. Absolutely no motor-powered transportation.
Yeah, I think if I were going to go around the world, I would use like an airplane or maybe a speedboat, a boat with a motor. But Horn used no motor-powered transportation. He was on foot, swimming, canoeing, in boats that were not powered by motors, and on in a sailboat to cross the ocean.
I don't think I could do it. But when Mike Horn finished successfully, 17 months later, he became the first person to accomplish the feat. He was the first person in the whole world to be able to do something that big and impressive. But as we're going to find out, that was not even his biggest challenge. His biggest challenge didn't come until 2006, just 3 years ago.
Right, his biggest challenge to date, so up to this point or up to this present date, he and a fellow adventurer or another companion or a friend who also lives out adventures for a living walked from Russia to the North Pole. Which, now that's a pretty difficult walk right there, but they chose to do this walk in the sunless winter. Now, if you understand that the world is round, that the earth is round, and in the winter, the sun is shining on the southern half of the earth, which makes the northern half of the earth colder. And so here, in the winter, the North Pole actually has no sun. It's 24 hours of nighttime at the North Pole.
And if you know anything about the North Pole and Russia, you know that both of those places are very, very cold anyway. So the lack of sun would only make it colder. So traveling through the winter darkness, he encountered polar bears and many other dangers. Now let's back up there for a minute and look at the word encounter. If you encounter something, you meet someone or something unexpectedly, something that is unplanned. So he unexpectedly he encountered polar bears. This is very dangerous. What is a polar bear, Chip?
Well, a polar bear actually is usually thought to be the largest bear on Earth. It's one of those white bears. Its fur or its hair is completely white, and they live around the North Pole and in the northern parts of the northern countries.
So this was very risky, very dangerous, but as we know, Mike Horn is a man who loves risk and he loves adventure. We're going to take a break and go to the chat room right now, and we'll see you back here tomorrow to talk some more about adventurer Mike Horn.
Welcome to the chat room. We have Brandon here with us today. Hi, Brandon.
Hi, Ken. It's great to be back in the chat room. So what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I think it's truly amazing that Mike Horn actually followed the equator and walked around the world.
Walked around the world? Where did you get that idea?
Here, it says he became the first person to accomplish the feat. He walked on his 2 feet.
Ah, take a closer look, Ken. The word in the article is feet. F-E-A-T. This word sounds the same as feet. F-E-E-T.
Oh, so what's the difference between these two words?
Good question, Ken. The word feet, F-E-A-T, is talking about something that is done with skill or strength. If someone climbs a mountain or maybe runs a very long distance, then we might say that this person has accomplished a great feat or achievement. Feet, F-E-E-T, on the other hand, refers to the body parts that are used for walking.
So what do we call words that sound alike but have different meanings?
In English, when two or more words have the same sound and maybe even the same spelling, but have different meanings, they are called homonyms. So in this case, feet, F-E-A-T, and feet, F-E-E-T, are considered homonyms.
So are there many homonyms?
Yes, there are, Ken. For example, there is sea, as in a body of water, and see, as in I see you. Also, there is know, as in I know who you are, and know, as in no, I don't want to watch that movie.
Homonyms 就是同音字，在今天的课文中出现了 feat, F-E-A-T。这个 feat 就是 achievement 的意思，也就是一项壮举，一个了不起的成就。不要把它看成 feet, F-E-E-T, 你的双脚。那这两个字就是 homonyms。在英文当中有许多的 homonyms, 有时候一定要看上下文才能够分辨得出是什么字。比如说当你听到 principle 这个字，你有可能想到的是原则的 principle, 也有可能是想到校长的那个 principal, 除非有上下文 He is the school principal, 你才能够确定指的是校长。
Well, Ken, I can see that we are out of time. So let's go to Michelle for today's language tips.
Hi, everyone, I'm Michelle. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 expedition 这个名词 EX 这个字首是指向外的 PED 这个字根跟脚有关系所以 expedition, 向外走出去就是指远征或探险。例如 ,the expedition to the South Pole took a lot of money and time. 南极的远征花费了许多金钱跟时间。expedition 也指探险队或者是考察团。例如 ,Henry was on an expedition to explore Africa last year. Henry 去年参加了一个探险队去非洲探险。接下来我们看的是 solo 这个形容词 solo 是指单独的单人的或者是独唱或独奏的例如 Jack made his first solo flight when he was only 20 Jack 才20岁就有第一次的独立完成的飞行或者是 He did his solo performance at the Apollo Theater in 1988 他在1988年在阿波罗戏院做了个人的表演或者是 The band's former lead singer just released his first solo album. 这位乐团的前主唱刚刚发行了他个人的首张专辑。最后我们看的是 encounter 这个动词。encounter 是指遇到或遭遇通常是指没有预期遇到的人事物。例如 ,We encountered a herd of reindeer on the way to the cabin. 我们到木屋的路途中遇到了一群麋鹿。或者是 We encountered many difficulties during the negotiation. 在协商的过程中我们遭遇了许多的困难。And don't forget to come back for more language tips tomorrow. See you then!
Mike Horn, adventurer with a cause. Meet the man who's living life to the fullest,and sharing his experiences. Professional adventurer Mike Horn never met a challenge he didn't welcome. In fact, according to Horn, the impossible exists only until we find a way to make it possible. As a child in Johannesburg, South Africa, Horn excelled at sports and loved adventure.But it wasn't until he moved to Switzerland in 1990 that his life of adventure really began. Horn's Expeditions. Horn had always loved sports and taking risks, and he was known for his crazy sports feats. He traveled in the South American Andes Mountains in the early 90s, and then, in 1997, crossed the entire continent on foot.He finished by floating 7,000 kilometers down the Amazon River. In 1999, Horn began a solo trip around the world following the equator, without the use of any motor-powered transportation. When he finished successfully 17 months later, he became the first person to accomplish the feat. Horn's biggest challenge to date came in 2006.He and a fellow adventurer walked from Russia to the North Pole in the sunless winter. Traveling through the winter darkness, he encountered polar bears and many other dangers.
Yes, Mike Horn is probably one of the most experienced global explorers on the planet. I mentioned earlier that Mike Horn has a cause he believes in. That is, there's something that motivates him to action. What is it? We'll find out more tomorrow, and I trust you'll join us for that. Until then, here at Studio Classroom Worldwide, we hope you have an adventurous day. Bye-bye, everyone.